Today, our text will be from Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 8. We're going to talk about a subject or a word which we hear about on a regular basis in most churches. But yet, so many seem to forget it. As soon as they walk out of the church, it seems as though they don't remember anymore. That word and the subject this morning is obedience. Obedience is what God expects from man. When it comes to the Christian experience, children are expected to obey their parents, according to Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verses 1 and verse 2. Servants are to be obedient to their masters, according to Titus 2 and verse 23. We are to be obedient and respect civil authority, in other words, the law, according to Romans 13 and 7. Above all, we must be obedient to the Lord. God has a purpose for all of our lives. And if we obey His will, He will teach us His will. Obey His word, He will teach us His will and His way. God's plan may not become clear until you allow Him into your life through obedience and prayer. The Apostle Paul is a great example of what I speak of today. In Acts chapter 9, we see Saul, a man with a mindset on wiping out those who would serve God. It did not matter whether it was men or women. His only purpose was to stop the spread of the gospel and to quell those who obeyed the Lord. That is, until one day he found himself on a journey and something happened. I'll tell you what happened. What happened is that he met Jesus near Damascus. In verse number 3 of Acts chapter 9, the Bible tells us, a bright light from heaven shined around about him. When God puts the light on us, we find ourselves having to answer to him. In verse number 4, he questioned who was now Saul, who was to soon become Paul. He said, "Why are you persecuting me, Saul?" Saul knew it was God himself, for when he answered him in verse number 5 saying, "Who art thou, Lord?" God does not hide from man. In verse number 7, it tells us that even those men who were around Saul heard the voice as well. The Lord told him in verse number 6 what he wanted of him. And the Lord said unto him, "Get up and go into the city, and it will be told what thou must do." He first wanted Paul to obey, then he would give him further instruction on what he was to do. You see, first we must too must become obedient unto God. When we get into our man ways and God's way, man's way is the right way, man's way is the wrong way, and God's way is the right way. There's only one way, and that's the Lord's way. Number 2, obedience is not always going to be easy. Too many times we want the easy way out. You know what I'm talking about? We want a paycheck, but we don't want to work. We want a filet mignon steak, but we want to pay a McDonald's burger price. We want our children to be geniuses, but we don't have time to train them and teach them. While most Christians seek to obey God, their paths many times become littered with the refuse of life. In other words, we run into troubles. Many don't even want to follow the rules of fellowship one with another. Some don't want to obey God's commandments because some say they are too hard. We can't run with the world and still think we are obedient to Christ. Notice 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and the verses number 14 where the Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" I'll answer the question for you. None. We can't run with the world all night long, then come to church on Sunday and think we are being obedient to God's will. Perfect obedience up to the Lord requires obedience to Him and Him only. Obedience must be a consistent endeavor with us. We can't play obedience on Sunday and play disobedience Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday. It is only through Christ we can have peace with God, according to Romans chapter 5 and the verses number 1. Some folk think that I'll be all right if I just take it easy and don't let anybody know about what's going on. I can disobey God and nobody will notice the difference. Well, you said the key word. You want to disobey God. You're not disobeying me. You're not disobeying anyone else. You're disobeying God. You're being disobedient to the Master. And when you're being disobedient to the Master, you've got to answer to the Master. And if you want to have peace, and that peace that I mentioned comes through Christ, you got to have this peace with Christ. It is only through Christ we can have peace with God. And in order to have peace, we must be obedient to the Master. In the book of Isaiah 43 and verse number 2, didn't God say to the Israelites He would be with them? In Matthew chapter 28 and the verse is number 20. Didn't Jesus say to the disciples He would be with them always, even to the end of the world? So what makes us think that He won't be with us? All we need to do is become obedient and stay that way. Far too many of us think that obedience means that I can't live my life. Yes, you can still live your life and be obedient. You just can't run your life the way you want to run your life. You have to run your life the way the Lord wants us to run our lives. You have to ask yourself this question. Is it better that I have my fun now and live in hell? Or is it better that I be obedient to the Master's will and His word and live and have the possibility of living in heaven for an eternity? You've got to make that decision. The preacher can't make the decision for you. The members can't make the decision for you. Your parents can't make the decision for you. Your husband or your wife can't make the decision for you. Only you can make the decision to be obedient to God. Church, this afternoon, or this morning, or any time you want to time it, we must be obedient to the Lord. We must learn to accept His will for our lives. We must learn to accept that God's will must and will be done. You may not do it now, but you're going to follow through. He will follow through with you, and you'll do it later. So you may as well make up your mind that you are going to follow the Lord. Even Jesus became obedient. Number 3. In our text today of Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 8, the Bible says, though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered. Christ learned through suffering. But I don't want anyone to become confused and think that Christ was disobedient in the first place. Instead, what He learned was obedience through obeying. What I'm saying is very simple. If you're not being obedient, how will you know what to obey? If you're not being obedient to God's will, how can you know what God's will is? How will you know what you need to obey? Though He were a son, as a matter of fact, He was the only begotten Son of the Father, according to John 3:16. It did not prevent Him from suffering. So we too must learn that through this life we're going to face some trials and tribulation, and that we must humble ourselves and become humble to the will of God. God is what all, God will always see us through if you just stay obedient and follow His will. There are many tribulations that life may throw at us. Notice, if you will, verse number 9 of Hebrews chapter 5, where it says, and being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey Him. So I ask the question today, are you obeying Him? Are you obeying what other men, or what men are telling us to do, or what men are telling you to do? We must become submissive to the will of God in in order that our lives may have some kind of order. Some kind of order. In order to get upright, we must learn to lie down with the right one. And the right one is Jesus. In order to make it to heaven, we must first become obedient down here on earth. In order that we may know peace, we must first know Jesus and follow the will of God. We come to Him today, and we're asking of you, we're asking of each and every one today, that if you know not the will of God in your life, you may learn the will of God through the Bible. You may learn to obey God through His Word. You may learn to accept the will for your life. Do you remember in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were thrown in the fiery furnace? God did not stop them from being thrown in the furnace, but He went in the furnace with them. Do you remember Daniel when he was in the lion's den? God didn't stop him from being tossed to the lion, but he didn't allow the lion's mouth to bite Daniel. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm simply saying if you want God in your life, you must obey His will and learn to become obedient. Now I know for some, being obedient doesn't seem right. It just seems as if it's too much for me to obey the will of God. It seems as though it may take something from the course of my life. It seems as though that if I obey God's will, I'm going to miss out on too much fun in my life. It seems as though I won't be able to hang out with my friends. Well, if your friends don't want to see you better yourself, you probably won't want to be hanging out with them. You probably won't be hanging out with them, I should say. If your friends care about you, they'll want the very best for you. And God is the very best. God is the best of the best of all the best. He is the best. And He will always be the best. He will always be the one and only God. In church, just for you to know, just for your information, you must learn that God is real. God is real, and I don't care what anybody says, there is a God. And I know I've heard some of the same questions that you've heard in your lifetime. If God was God, He wouldn't allow things to be like they are. If God was real, He wouldn't allow the world to be in the situation that the world is in. Well, He didn't. We put the world in the situation that it's in today. God does not want anybody's gym shoes, and God does not want your money. He has everything in the world. Everything in this world belongs to God. So I ask the question again of you this morning, or this day. Are you obeying the will of the Master? Are you being submissive and being obedient to what it is that the Lord wants in your life, from your life? In order that I may know peace, or in order that we may know peace, we must first know Jesus and follow the will of God. And somebody said, well, I've tried following the will of God. I've tried doing what the Lord asked of me. And I've tried to be righteous, but it just seems like every time I get one foot on solid ground, somebody seems to pull the rug from under me and I fall backwards. Well, you're not standing strong enough. You're not standing on the promises of God. He didn't promise us fun. He promised us His will for our lives. He promised us the necessities of this life. He promised us that He would take care of us and supply our needs. But He never promised us that He would send us on worldwide cruises. He never promised that He would give you a vacation in exotic lands. He never promised you that He would let you win the lottery or the lotto, whatever it's called. He promised that He would give you your needs, and that's all. Isn't that right, church? So I ask this day, if you're not submitting your life to the will of God, what will you do? Because there is going to come a day, according to the Bible, where the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall answer. So, church, do you want to answer in peace, or do you want to answer from the worst part of your life, with the worst possible answer for your life. So you ask yourself the question today, do I want God in my life and that I may do His will? Or do I want God out of my life and I don't want to do His will? If you make a conscious decision to force God to not be a part of your life, you're going to have some trouble. And all I know is that church, once the gate swing open, I want to be going in the gate. I don't want to be standing on the outside calling for somebody to come help me. I want to be on the inside looking out. I want to be in that city of heaven. I want to be there with the Master. I got a lot of questions I got to ask some of the Bible writers. I've got a lot of questions that I need answers to. I want to know some things about those men who were the pioneers in the early days of Bible history. I want to know some things. I would even like to meet Adam and Eve. I would just like to know and ask the question of them, ask a few questions of them. And I try hard to live my life. And sometimes I fall short, just like you do. But I'm here to tell you today, I don't try to fall short on purpose. It just happens sometimes. And when you look at this matter, and when you take it all into consideration, there will be a sifting out. There will be, Jesus is going to separate the tares from the wheat. And you don't want to be on the wrong side of the separation. You want to be on the right side. But the only way that you'll get on the right side is by becoming obedient and obeying the will of God while you yet live. You won't be able to obey the will of God once you're dead and gone. Once you're dead and gone, it's too late to change your life and your lifestyle. Lifestyle must be changed right now while the blood still runs warm in your body, or in your veins, I should say. While the blood is still running warm, you can make a change in your life. And a change for some folk means that they have to give up some of the things they're so used to doing. But that's not all bad within itself. For the will of God is that we obey Him and that we look to the future. And we have hope in Jesus Christ. So how do I become a member of the Lord's body? Well, first of all, you must hear the gospel, believe it, repent of your past sin, confess Christ to be the Son of God, and then be baptized. But some of you have done that a long time ago, so the next step is you've fallen on hard times, or you've fallen astray. So the next step is to ask God to forgive you, come before the church. And don't be afraid to come before the church. Ask the church to pray for you. Don't ask them to pray with you, not just for you, because you've got to do some things for yourself too. You've got to pray for yourself, but ask the church to pray with you and help you that God may make you stronger. And by all means, like I always tell you, you don't have to tell the church what you did. You just simply have to tell the church that you've been to God, and now that you're asking the church to help you in your prayer life, to help you that you may become stronger and grow stronger as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.